Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishma Sam Yakashom, Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding with Metzia Daf Kuf. The Mishnah on top of the Daf starts a machlif poro bechamor. Someone exchanged a cow for a donkey. In the Sefer Mori 9, in the end, there is a kuntras called Yismach Lev, what he brings in Mesechtes. And there he brings what on Mesechtes Shabbos and the words Nosato Venosato Beemuno. Says the Mori Naim in the name of the Besht, the Baal Shem Tov. That if a person learns Torah with all the technical things they have to do in the world, it's very chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if he learns the Mishnah, HaMachliv Parah B'Chamor, it sounds to be a very technical, mundane thing, but he learns Torah with it, so it's very chashuv. Kol Shekin, if a person goes and does Machliv Parah B'Chamor, meaning when he's exchanging a cow for a donkey, he's thinking about the Mishnah, Machlif Parah B'Chamor, he's implementing what's brought down the Mishnah in the Olam HaMaaseh, and he's using the Torah to live his life with the Torah, that is even more chashuv bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings a person to a level that he's oisik b'Torah the whole time. He's always busy in Torah, because he's now learning Torah, but whatever he's doing in his day-to-day life, he's implementing Torah. Says that's what the Gemara is telling us. Nosato v'notata be'emuno. Did you do masu matan with emuna? Emuna means that you're ma'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of your eyes. So then, kavat ha'itim l'toyu. So then that means you're always kavat ha'itim l'toyu. You always have everything you're doing is toyu. And he says, as a pshat, toyv toyu in derech eretz. Meaning, too good that the derech eretz should be connected to toyu. And interesting enough, from Nachman Breslev and the Kuti Maharal in the end of Chelek Aleph and Ois Reish Bei, he says a similar mahalach. He says a little different explanation. He says, "What is nosato v'nosato be'emuno? That you elevate things. Loshen nesia. You're noise adover. You're taking the mundane physical items of the world and you're elevating them to be a Torah-dik thing. And how do you do that with emuno? Because everywhere there's a Torah Zikdusha." So when a person goes and does business, and he does it with emuno, he has emuno, he's mamim, so he's able to take all the gedusha out of the business that he's using and elevate it. Because in itself, there's a gedusha being held by the bad, by the gashmias of the world. And when a person brings Torah there, he's using emuno, he's able to take him out. So that's what the words are, kiteitzele milchoma alivecho. What's the war? The war is against all the physical items in the world to fight them and take the gedusha out of them. And that's kiteitze loshon smach zvulun betzeisecho. When you go out to work, when you're bringing the Torah out to the world, that's betzeisecho, that's yitzia, and that's kiteitze lemilchom alovecho. And then if you're successful, v'shavisa shivyo, you're able to take all the nitzotzes out, ayin sham what is marich there. And just to add to this nekudas, is that we're standing now in front of Chag HaShavuos. And what is the idea of Shavuos? The biggest Indian of Shavuos is that the Torah came down here to human beings. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemaim, tells the Malachim, we need to take the Torah, because the Torah says words that refer to human beings, to Bnei Adam. The whole Ratzon Matan Torah is to bring the Torah down to the Techtoinim, to the bottom, to the world, for Bnei Adam to use it. And that's why the Torah is revealed as Mizgale, with many gashmias things. With physical items, with a shor, with a paro, with a bar. Because the Torah is coming down here to fix the mundane physical world. As we always mention, the Kotzker that says, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, a pasuk which mentioned Pash Mishpotim right after Matan Torah. Most people focus on the Kodesh, you have to be holy people. But says the Kotzker, you have to focus on the Anshe. Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, be people of Gdusha. Because the purpose of the world is not to have Gdusha. Because Baruch has enough Malachim Gdusha. He wants human beings that are able to connect to Gdusha. And that's what we learned over here. Nasata v'nasata be'emuno. To be able to take the mundane things connected to the Torah. As the Baal Shem Tov says, a machli par b'chamor can be connected to the p'chinas of Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.